Father and Son y Holy Ghost. Amén. So today we have the Mass of the Holy Martyrs, Vitus, Modestus and Crescenziani. So this is precisely the day before the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is tomorrow, the patron saint of all our congregation, which are, we are Benedictines of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. But for now, the martyrs is always an occasion for us to reflect what the martyrs want to teach us and what we are supposed to be doing in this crisis, in this moment, to be like the martyrs in order to walk towards heaven and towards Calvary. Remember that the martyrs is always the greatest example to follow. Why? Because our Lord said, there is no greater love than that love of the friends who give their lives for the friends. And this is the first commandment. The first commandment is to give all that you can, all that you have, all your time, your soul, your strength, your abilities, say for Christ, for his, to do his will, to prove our love. So, but the moment in which we prove our love for our Lord, the moment more solemn, more important moments in our life by which we prove our love is suffering, the cross, and ultimately martyrdom. Always will be the most important topic in the preaching and in the practice of our holy religion is the cross. Always. Always will be the best, the most important. Even our meditations, to reflect upon the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ and the sorrows, the solitude of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because when we are carrying the cross, when we are faced with the cross, of course it's painful. And humanly speaking, we don't like, we are repulsive. Our human nature is repulsive. Suffering is not agreeable to our human nature, but it's completely agreeable to our faith, to our hope, our charity towards God. This is why, you know, it's a thermometer to see if we are living in a human way, in a materialistic way, or we are living in a spiritual way by faith, is to see how much we love and we endure the cross. It's always a thermometer or the test to see how we are doing. No doubt about that. So when we have a cross, we are obliged to pray to God first, to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to help us to carry it, to accept it, to have a strength and to have the wisdom to see in that cross the will of God and something that I need and that God wants us to have for our salvation and for the benefit of our neighbor, our families. This takes faith, living faith. And this is the most important focus in today's crisis. To see ourselves going to Calvary to be crucified with our Lord. So, to see our pains, the persecution we are enduring, the solitude, the privations, to see all those things as something that is given by God, so as we may be participating in his sacrifice for the salvation and sanctification of souls. This is, I will say, is the most important thing that we have to practice on an everyday basis. And it's the most important acts of charity towards our neighbor, to teach them by example and by preaching the value of suffering, of the cross, of persecution. You notice this is the main problem of Catholics, traditional Catholics, and even priests. We don't have consolations nowadays. We don't have human consolations. On the contrary, everything's against nature, against faith, against the will of God, against the necessity of to practice virtue, against virtue, against goodness, against beauty, against unity, against purity, against prudence. So everything's against whatever is good and perfect and holy and from the faith, from holy, whatever is holy. So we are in a world which is an apostate world. It's why we have to put ourselves in that context, dear friends, and to not to be tired about that, because it's the will of God that we are enduring this severe crisis. So God expects from us that we are going to be next to the Blessed Virgin Mary in darkness, sharing her sorrows, sharing her sadness, sharing her cross to save souls. This is the spirit of the martyrs. The martyrs were focusing in be faithful to our Lord and to save souls and to sacrifice oneself. This is the joy and the peace of someone who has the faith. When you know that your sacrifice is for the glory of God, for the salvation of mankind, and your family, and yourself. It's why we are obliged to live at the level of faith. And it's why we have to defend our faith with all our might. Because it's what is the way of living like God wants us to live, as a children of God, in a divine way, only by faith. It's what keeps in us grace, faith. Faith keeps us in grace, keep us in joy, keep us in peace. Basically, the fruits of the Holy Ghost are kept in us if we live by faith, in fidelity to faith. Even meekness, which is one of the most difficult virtues, patience, constancy, perseverance, modesty, purity, all the gifts of the Holy Ghost are the fruits of living by faith. Just not forget, because this is the fight, this is the consolation. Our consolation is to be able to suffer something for our Lord Jesus Christ and our neighbor. Remember, our consolation is by faith, it's not by something human. We don't pursue human consolations. Our consolation is God, is Christ, His reward, His will, His kingdom. What He asked us from us to do, this is our consolation. To be able to serve Him, to be able to love Him, to be able to have the Blessed Virgin Mary with us. This is our consolation. It's something from the faith. We must be at that level in order to keep fighting, to keep persevering. So it's why we have to let ourselves be despoiled if it's the will of God. To lose things and persons and people, and that should not keep the peace away from us. Because we are not in this world. The saints said that our minds and hearts are in heaven, while our feet are on earth. So materially speaking, we are on earth, but everything else should be in heaven with God, in prayer, in suffering, in saving souls, in mortifying oneself, enduring persecution for God's sake, is why our Lord called, blessed are those who suffer for justice's sake, for my name's sake, because their reward will be great. So blessed are those who suffer, basically. Is it why to be at that level we need to keep the faith and to practice it? So on a daily basis, when we have a suffering, a persecution or something, pains or sickness, we have to be generous enough to be offering up and keep our joy, our peace in the midst of these problems, these difficulties. We are obliged to do that. Because in the eyes of God, what is coming, to survive what is coming, which is the Antichrist kingdom, we need to practice these virtues. Yes, of being detached from sin, detached from creation, detached from this world, these consolations of this world, detached from human things, to live by faith in the will of God. If it's whatever be his plan, especially if it's a cross, to be able to embrace it and to surrender to his will. Holy abandonment, basically. We must remind each other of these realities. Because the world around us is an apostate world, which lives in a human environment, diabolical environment, apostate environment. Faith is not the light they follow at all. It's why we have to keep ourselves reminding of these things. Believe me that this is exactly what God wants from us, to keep this, keep the faith, hope, and charity, and to live at that level the whole time. Humanly speaking, it's very hard, it's impossible, humanly speaking, but I remember, what is impossible for men, for God is always possible. In my experience in this crisis, hope is being tested to the highest degree in this moment. Because in spite of the darkness and the dangers, and we don't see humanly speaking consolations and help, and nothing better in the human way. So we need to trust in God and to see God, you know what you are doing. If I ever need something, I know that you are going to give it to me, because you are my Father and you are my Redeemer. We have to be at that level, trusting God completely, pure faith, not to seek consolations and security and safeness in this world, not to trust ourselves, not to trust men. We have to practice these heroic virtues. This is what we had to keep in mind in this fight. And our Lord is going to help us. And Joseph, I remind you, we have millions of saints and angels available to help us. One of the beautiful truths that we forget. Just take some prayers and confidence and humility to reach them immediately and to get their help. You notice we are looking more for the help of human beings than from the help of saints. This is precisely what we want to avoid. We want to live at that level of divine realities, and that includes the saints. They are ready to help us. Imagine millions of angels and saints in heaven ready to help us, because our Lord said, ask and you shall receive. And that includes the saints. So God likes that we pray to the saints. So there are millions of them available, and angels and saints. There's no excuse for us if we lack something, if we don't have enough help or wisdom or grace or fortitude or graces of the Holy Ghost, it's because we don't ask. That was the message of Our Lady or the Miracle of Medal. Many graces are not given because they are not asked. Those graces are not asked for. So we don't ask for those graces from saints, from God. So we have to use all these realities in order to keep perseverance to the end. Non è facile, non sono quelle cose, no?